Hello and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live an occupational and functional life through the lens of an occupational therapist with tips, tricks, and tools of the trade and my own life personal experience. We talked many aspects of For the Love Of. Today we'll do a quick one for the love. Tonight we'll do a quick one for the love of travel. Travel is a wonderful luxury that I haven't really tasted the fruits of. My wife and I haven't really tasted the fruits of in many years once we had our kids. Before kids, even with kid number one, our five-year-old, even with that first delicious kid, and then the second and third delicious kids came, but even with the first one, we were able to travel a tiny bit. Before we had kids for our honeymoon, we traveled to Israel and London. London and Israel, that was an amazing trip. We were able to go, and it was a fantastic journey. We went all over the place. We visited the Harry Potter studios where they filmed all the films. We saw the props and whatnot. That was amazing. We went to Israel, and we went to different places like Netanya. Beautiful, beautiful land. If you've never been there, highly, highly recommended to go. They're all over the place, especially the wonderful holiness of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, the wonderful aspects of Beit Shemesh, the seminary I learned in, and Netanya, the beach. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. But travel is wonderful, and it's exciting, and it was a wonderful trip. It's the first time we went together somewhere, and it was just a great journey. Once we were married, then a little bit, we tried to go every summer. Bli Neder, we tried to go if we're allowed to, and it's not Corona crazy times here in 2020. And if we're able to go, we try to go at the summer because I try to work throughout the year. God willing, I work throughout the year for the city. And then I usually try to work summer, which is a really wonderful boost. It gives a nice amount of extra money, which really takes us a far away. And then after the summer, those last 3 weeks, we try to go somewhere for a week. So we've gone to many different places. We went to New Hampshire. We like to go somewhere that's drivable, usually a little north, usually by car we could get there. I don't like to take the kids on a train, on a plane, it's a little too much. We did that once. We went to Los Angeles with our oldest. He was 6 months old. He was not even 6 months old at the time. He was a couple of months old at the time, maybe six, but it was a very intense situation, and we had to bring a car seat and a stroller, and he had just started eating food then, and then we had to rent a car there. It was a cool experience, very difficult, even with one kid, and everybody was looking at us. He was making noise on the plane. We had to go to the back, and I had to hold him the whole time. We had to take turns holding. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. But in general, traveling is wonderful. Traveling is great. And there are ways to do it. We felt to do travel, we got to do it in a car. So we used to do it in our little car when we had one and then two. And then once the second one was a few months old, we said, we got to get the minivan. The minivan is the best invention. We're going to talk about it in a few days. How much I love the minivan. Why? For the love of the minivan. But we're not there yet. But today we're still talking a little bit about travel, a little bit moving around. So we would go different places that's going by car because I want us to be able to be in the car. If we need to get out, kids need to use the car potty, which is also a necessity. We take it everywhere we go. It's very good in a pinch. And we would go places that we could drive to. So we've been to New Hampshire, a beautiful place. We like to rent a place where we go. And we like to take it for the weekend through Sabbath, through the Shabbos, because it's a wonderful experience to do Shabbos in a different location that's not your home and not your family or friends, but an actual place that you go to special. It's really nice. We went to Cape Cod twice. We rented a little cottage beach house. The first time we did it, we went twice. So the first time we rented, the little cottage beach house didn't have laundry. I didn't like that a lot. But it was a really cute house. The second time we rented, we got a flat of an apartment, a four-bedroom apartment, which was really big, really nice, but it had the laundry, which I thought was great. So we go to a different place. We like to travel. We take the kids. We try to do kid-friendly activities. So the first year, we had a really private beach, which was great. The second year, not so private. Didn't really work out so well. But still, to be able to take them to different places, like the Glass Museum and different parks and the Kid Museum, a lot of fun, a lot of great. This year, sadly, also the year we moved to our house in Long Island, was also not a time we could go. It just didn't work out logistically. And this year, with the craziness of the pandemic, didn't work out. I keep saying the one aspect of summer I really, really miss is that we didn't get to rent a house. I wanted to have a house on the water, literally looking at the water, literally having a tiny patch of beach land. That would have been amazing. But even if you can't travel, if you can't go out around the world, there's still things to do. There's still ways to go about it. You could go places that are drivable. If you're bold and brave and you're okay with it and you have kids and you want to get on the plane, gesundheit, hey, good for you. I give you all the kudos in the world. I feel like for us, it's a little much, a little difficult. Three kids, five and under, a little tough. But when you want to travel around, there are ways to do it. If you don't have kids yet, you travel the world, that's really the best time. Before I met my wife, I went, when I was single, by myself without any friends to London for like a week. It was an amazing trip. And I didn't really have such an itinerary. I didn't have such a thinking what I was going to do with myself for the week. Where was I going to go? What was I going to do? I had a cousin who helped me travel around. So that was helpful, and she was able to show me the sights and sounds. But if you don't have an itinerary, sometimes that's better. Sometimes spontaneity is really good. Even if we can't travel, sometimes, non-corona times, it's really nice to surprise the spouse and spouse to surprise you, and friends and family to surprise you also. You could even travel. I use the word travel, but you could go into the city if you live in the suburbs. That's a bit of a travel. One time we went and we saw the whole Harry Potter play. If you can't tell, we're very, very big Harry Potter plays. Harry Potter fans, excuse me. We saw the play, The Cursed Child. It was phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. We got a deal. We found a good deal on it. And then in the middle of the play, we got like an hour and a half in the middle, and we went out to eat. That probably was one of the best birthdays that we've had. But there are ways to go about it. Even during corona times, you could travel. And I say travel, you could take them on a trip. You could go short trips versus long trips, vacations versus day trips. You could do Zoom trips. You could do Google Earth trips. You could do viewing trips like scenic routes to drive through. That was a big thing we did this summer. Because what were we going to do with the kids? I didn't really get to work in the summer. It wasn't available this year for different reasons. So we would go and we would go out about and do different things. We would try to still make a routine. We would still try to make an ability for it to have a structure to our day. So where are we going to go? We could drive over to a lake and see a lake. We could drive through and see the harbor. And we could drive through and see different pretty houses, which you did a couple of times. We could drive and see different parks. Travel doesn't really need to be that you're going to India on a voyage with your knapsack, backpacking through all the Eastern Hemisphere. It doesn't mean you have to backpack through Europe. Travel means you literally take your family, you take yourself, you go to another location. The definition, the dictionary definition of travel really means to walk out and about, although I'm not quoting what the dictionary says. But the idea of travel is you could go and do different things. You could go on a trip. You could go on a cruise. Again, seasickness, not great for me. Ironically, I have fear of heights, but thank God the plane is not there, even though for kids it's a little tough. But when we say travel, go out and about. For the love of travel, to see the wonderful world that we have, the wonderful existence we have, all the wonders of the world. And if you do make it to Israel, I also highly recommend, because it's a microcosm of the whole world. That was the place back in the days, Mesopotamia, the center of the world, the center of civilization was there and over there in the Middle East. And each aspect of the land, there's a microcosm, because in the north there's the snow, then you have jungle land, you have the Dead Sea, you have desert land in the south, you have everything, you have the hot springs, and you have everything in that land that you could see. Any type of climate or culture you want to see, there are caves and there are mountains, there are trails. It's amazing how everything is jam-packed into a tiny, tiny, amazing country. But if you want to go around the world, I told my wife many times, after the kids are out of the house, God willing, and we have our golden age, that we're able to go out and about, it would be really cool to see beautiful places like Hawaii, like New Zealand, like Australia, outside of Israel itself, which is amazing itself, because the whole world has such elements to it. All you have to do is get out and about and try to go see it. And now with our crazy times, there are ways to adapt it, like we talked about. But Google Earth is there, and Zooming is there. We also took a Zoom trip to look at different elements to try to escape the Zoom. I did not do well on that, but if you like that, you could try it. And Google Earth really takes you everywhere you want to go. They have Zoom trips, and they have videos and audios about so many different aspects of the world, so many aspects of traveling around, and there are podcasts. And I remember in college, I took a whole food class about culture, different food around the world that a guy would go and taste. Even the food around the world is interesting and fantastic. The places around the world are fantastic and amazing. For the love of travel, get up, get out, and see what you can, whether it be virtually, whether it be in person, whether you do close trips like we do with our family, or you do far trips. Any way, any aspect to travel, to get the beauty of the world in your life, is a more functional, more independent way to live life in this world. We're only given like 120 years, we should all be zocha and merit, but sometimes we don't always appreciate it and see what we have in nature, even in our own backyards. Even in Long Island, there's so many beautiful places my wife and I found over the fall and summer that we wouldn't even know about had we not thought about it. So look into it. Try to bring some of that beauty and nature of the world into your own life, and you'll see how serene, how nice and more picturesque your life can be in a more functional and independent manner. Join us next time as we talk for the love of food here on OT Talk with Mr. T, and I'm your host, Mr. T.